Welcome to the Herpes Opportunity. When herpes ceases being a shameful burden, it becomes an opportunity to change self-defeating beliefs for authentic connection and deeper self-acceptance. Online at herpesopportunity.com.
So I guess to start off, how was the weekend for you?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It's like that wow moment. Yeah, that wow moment.
And what are some specifics from the weekend for you that were the wow moment?
Speaking to your helpers or the people that you had come in, the feedback they gave me, it's like they asked all the right questions. If I was feeling a certain way, then they would ask something that would help me describe something, my feelings even more. There was no wrong question asked. Everything was just perfect. It's like if it was pre-recorded. It was, everything was just perfect. Like, if I felt a certain way, they would say, well, why did you feel this way? And then that would open up for me to give reasons. And it's like if everything was planned and we had lines we had to read, it all made sense.
So with your intention for the weekend, what was that intention?
To go in there, just open mind, and to find something that maybe I have been hiding, like something I wasn't looking for, like just going in there with a clear mind and just getting everything, like maybe there was feelings or thoughts that I have been hiding and I didn't know about, and I got it. Whatever my goal was, it was achieved.
Nice. So before you came to the seminar, how were you feeling about it? And then how did you feel about it afterwards?
I felt good about going to the seminar. I wasn't nervous. I like to meet new people, even though I'm quiet when I meet them, but as soon as I just open up, then it's a wrap.
So what did you learn about yourself?
I did learn that a certain situation from my past, how that situation that happened in the past, something I carried on, and I had no idea why I felt a certain way, but as soon as I thought about it and wrote it down, it's like, oh, that's why I'm currently how I am now.
Was that holding you back, not seeing that from your past? Was that holding you back from living your life full out?
It gave me clarifications. It wasn't holding me back. It was like there's always an answer to a problem. I mean, I'm not saying that what I was doing was a problem, but that it was just like problem solved. Okay, well, that's why I am how I am on certain things.
So it was like finding something new out about yourself based on knowing something from your past that you hadn't recognized before.
Correct.
Nice. And what was the overall feel for the seminar for you? Like, what was the environment like?
I felt safe. It was like I just felt very secure and no judgment, no pointing fingers, no, well, that's the reason why you did that and it's your fault or anything like that. I felt at home, at peace, secured, and just, it was very warm. Warm as in just like homey. If I was just coming home to my house, it was very relaxing. Just, you know, you come as you are. It was awesome.
It was like you were accepted for however you showed up and
Wherever
you were.
Yes.
Nice. And I know that you specifically didn't have like a really big hang up around herpes specifically when you first came in. But did anything around having herpes change for you because of the weekend?
You know, already, like, you know, herpes, you know, okay, yeah, I have herpes. You know, whoever's doesn't want to be with me, they're not going to be with me. You know, that's somebody's choice. But I really felt it inside of myself when I looked in the mirror in the car, and I was like, I don't care that I have herpes. It didn't matter. It just felt more genuine when just looked in the mirror and be like, okay, I don't care that I have herpes. Going through the whole event, like the whole Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday morning, it was like, I have herpes and I don't care. It's in the good I don't care, because that's not going to hold me back from being loved.
Oh, I just got chills. Well said.
Thank you.
It sounds like when you were talking to yourself in the mirror, it was you loving yourself.
Yeah.
Nice. It sounds like that was a sweet moment for you.
Yes.
Just looking in the mirror and I don't care. What else did you get from the weekend, just overall?
I got to just listen to people's stories. And even though I have herpes and they have herpes, their stories touched me. It made me actually think how everybody has something in them or something from their past that if somebody would know, they would be judged. And it's sad that there's people out there that judge. I mean, we all have something, you know, whatever. Somebody being an alcoholic, somebody having herpes, everybody has something that if somebody knew, they would be judged. It's sad that, you know, there are people out there that judge.
And it sounds like that your experience of it was when that stuff that people might be judged for normally out there in the world came out within the seminar, you felt connected with them. And they felt connected with you.
Yes.
Yeah. What else comes up when you just think back to the weekend?
Sunday, when I left, I went to my friend's house. And I was laying on the couch. And I thought to myself, wow, tomorrow morning, I'm not going to get off Aviation Drive and go to the hotel where the conference, well, the seminar was at. And I felt an emptiness. And I was like, wow, now it's the next day after. And
like what kind of emptiness?
It's like a community. That was my home for the weekend. So it just felt like, wow, I'm not going back home. I just felt the emptiness because I was like, wow, everybody's, you know, tomorrow is back to life. And that was my vacation. That was my little retreat. And now it's back to life. And that was my little playground. That was my little world right there, just where there was no judging, no shaming. That was the perfect world right there. The weekend was the perfect world because nobody in there judged or point fingers. We were all just it was the perfect world right there, just all of us getting together and just doing things, talking and expressing and crying and laughing and smiling and eating together and just sharing.
It sounds bittersweet when you talk about it, missing on a deep level, like missing that.
Yeah, I do miss it.
Was there anything that surprised you about the seminar?
I guess the different activities, how you had just the different things that were going on. You're very creative. How you put everything together. It took a lot of love and just how, you know, I'm pretty sure everything you put together is something how, you know, you would want. Everything just came together. Everything came together.
Nice. And for like, if there's someone who's listening to this right now and they're considering coming to the next seminar and they're scared or they don't know what it's about and they're kind of like, well, why would I go to a herpes seminar? That sounds kind of weird. Like, what would you say to that person?
I could probably say a lot of things. I would say bring a box of tissues. I would say be ready to experience the ride of your life. Be ready to just be you. Be genuine. Be true to yourself. Be ready to join a family. Be ready to not want to go home when it ends.
I like that. What else about the weekend jumps out at you, like when you just think back over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I felt very connected with one person, and there's always that one best friend that you can relate to. There's always that family member that you get along with through good times and bad times, and I want them to know that I'm here for them. I really enjoyed your staff, the best people. I mean, they were all amazing. Some of the staff, while I was crying, they were crying. It's like they felt my pain, and they were very genuine. You picked the right people for that event. You did an excellent job at picking each individual people. They were awesome. And the whole group setting, the last event that I was in, I had the best people that, you know, I could talk to. It's like it was the perfect group. It's just funny how everything just plans out. It was just awesome. And each person that you had, your staff, they all brought something to the table, and they could relate to us. Each one of their personalities just fit in.
Yeah, they are beautiful people.
Yes, they are. They're awesome.
Love them all. What would you say to that person who's considering coming but is actually scared to come because they might be so wrapped up in herpes shame that they don't want to come to a herpes seminar?
All I would say is just take the first step. Once you take the first step, the rest is just like a piece of cake. It's just take the first initiative, and just that first step is what counts.
What else? I mean, all the stuff that you're saying is great. I just want to milk all of the, like, all the memories that you have, or all of the things that you appreciated about the weekend that you want people to hear about.
So I do want to say that I do appreciate you for taking the time and planning all this, and that takes a lot of love. It really does. A lot of love.
Thank you.
No, for real, it really does. Me saying it, it's not even explaining.
That feels really good to hear.
If you had another one, I would go. If you had it in another state, I would go. Yeah, all I can say is anybody that is scared to go, is wondering who's going to be there, just take the first step. If they're looking for help, if they're confused, sad, lonely, take the first step, and I can promise you they will not regret it. Sometimes, I mean, like me, how I am in reference to herpes, like, I still went, and I got something out of it. Like, don't just go, but if you have herpes and, you know, you're still curious, just go. You don't have nothing to lose. I mean, all you're going to do is just gain and gain and gain. But I actually thought it was going to be like, okay, this is who takes medicine and what kind of symptoms do you get? But it was nothing about that. It was just more of finding deep, deep, deep inside of us. If it's dealing with life, dealing with emotions.
Totally appreciate you spending time with me.
Of course.
Well, thank you. And thank you for sharing yourself over the weekend like you did, and being so vulnerable and being so positive too, because I know for a fact that you inspired people over the weekend.
Yeah, if you need me to staff, I got you 3 days, 4 days. Just let me know. I'll just put it in. And
awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Visit online herpesopportunity.com. herpesopportunity.com.